Time for another What's Good, and joining me, as she does every week, is the one and only Dr. Lena Lee, Deputy Medical Officer of Health with the Southeast Health Unit. Hello, how are you?
Hello. It's always good.
It is good to have you here. And June is Pride Month, so events are happening across the region. We've been talking about that to celebrate diversity and inclusion, but it's also a time to reflect on the Pride movement and the work that still needs to be done. We do have Dr. Lee here to talk to us about it, and we really want to know, why is Pride an important celebration for public health?
So Pride is both a celebration of diverse sexualities, genders, and gender expression of individuals that make up our community, as well as a movement to increase visibility and awareness of inequities and, relevant to public health inequities that impact 2S LGBT plus individuals. So a person's gender identity and sexual orientation can affect their health outcomes. Just like anything else that affects health, these effects then can ripple out to communities as a whole. Humans are social creatures, so things that impact any given individual is felt across our communities. So the Health Unit has an important role to play in advocating for health equity for everyone in our community. So that includes 2S LGBT plus individuals, and celebrating Pride and talking about this is part of that.
All right. Can you elaborate on some of the factors you mentioned that can impact the health of 2S LGBT plus community?
Yeah, so people's sexuality, gender, and gender expression can link to their health directly or indirectly. So, some direct examples, if somebody has gender-affirming medications or surgeries, that would be a direct effect on their health, and they would be getting these from their healthcare provider. 2S LGBT plus individuals are more likely to experience physical violence than non-2S LGBT plus individuals. And of course, physical injuries are affect health. And we know as well that 2S LGBT plus individuals are more likely to have mental illness, as well as have poor mental health. And of course, these are part of health as well. So some indirect examples of effect on health, for example, 2S LGBT plus people can experience discrimination and stigma specifically related to their gender identity, expression, or sexual orientation. And this may make them, for example, less likely to seek healthcare services if they feel that those services are not going to be appropriate or perhaps even negatively affect their health or well-being. People who lose their housing because of their 2S LGBT plus identity. So, for example, kids being kicked out of their parents' home, which then affects their health, and many other ways in which the experience of discrimination and stigma can affect people's health, no matter who is experiencing that discrimination and stigma. All of those can be indirect effects on health as well. And of course, all these other things to do with people's identity and experiences. So, for example, their race, their social class, how much family support they have, or social support, all of these can decrease or increase the likelihood of negative interactions with others as well. And all of these can affect health as well. So, that can affect people's healthcare, education, jobs, housing, social connections, etc. I wanted to just also shout out because I've talked about a lot of negative things, and we know that there's so much strength, creativity, and resiliency in 2S LGBT plus individuals as well. So, for example, health and support organizations by 2S LGBT plus individuals for 2S LGBT plus individuals, people who face difficult circumstances and survived and even thrived, people who've talked about something as intimate as their sexuality or their gender identity in order to live authentically and to be able to provide support and examples to others. And that is very much in the spirit of pride, right? Like the word pride really is about celebration as well. And I think that's a really important element, as much as, it can negatively affect health, it can also positively affect health. So for our communities, and as a society as a whole, we do have a responsibility to reduce challenges and to affirm those positive experiences. For people who are experiencing discrimination and stigma, through social support, understanding, and allyship. And allyship, by that I mean building trusting relationships through learning, listening, and supporting people in the 2S LGBT plus community.
So, how then is public health working towards that allyship?
Yeah, so we are striving to be good allies and better allies. We do provide inclusive services to gender diverse parents. We support individuals of all sexual orientation and sexual identity in our clinics, including, for example, our sexual health clinics, but also other, so for example, breastfeeding clinics, immunization clinics, et cetera. We do support queer and questioning youth in schools, and as part of our comprehensive school support, as well as many other things that we do in support of kids in school. We are part of conversations in our community about health relating to as LGBT plus individuals. So, for example, this conversation that we're having right now. And we are making efforts to improve the inclusivity of our spaces and services by encouraging staff development on topics that relate to 2S LGBT plus areas of concern. And sometimes, using language that signals our intention to be good allies and to be inclusive as well. We are improving our representation of inclusivity in our organization's documents and public communication, so inclusivity broadly as well. And of course, our staff are also participating in Pride events happening across our region as part of demonstrating our support and also as part of just being a good part of our communities and being good neighbors. So certainly we'll share more information as always on our social media channels as well.
So, if residents would like to learn more and connect with the community, including the local Pride events, how can they go about doing that?
Yeah, so on the Leeds, Granville, and Lanark sort of legacy component of our website, healthina.org, we do have a 2S LGBTQIA plus webpage. There's information there. And of course, I mentioned our social media channels as well. So lots of information as always. And if there are people who are wanting to ask questions, having want to have conversations, if people have suggestions or other things that they want to let us know about, then please don't hesitate to contact us either on our website. We have a contact us sort of email address, or call us directly at the website or at the Health Unit. And of course, we always look forward to and value hearing directly from our community.
Dr. Lena Lee, we always look forward to and value hearing from you. So thank you so much for doing this, and we look forward to speaking with you next week.
Absolutely. See you soon.